इतिहास द इंडियन हिस्ट्री पॉडकास्ट।
वेलकम बैक टू इंडिया एट 70 हियर एट इतिहास। आई एम इन कॉन्वर्सेशन विद सुशोभन पाटनकर एंड वी आर डिस्कसिंग द एक्स्ट्रा वैगन्जा ऑफ इंडियन क्रिकेट, द इंडियन प्रीमियर लीग। द जनरेशन ऑफ माई ग्रैंड फादर और इवन माई फादर फॉर दैट मैटर, दे हैव बीन वॉचिंग अ पर्टिकुलर फॉर्मेट ऑफ क्रिकेट, दे हैव बीन एंजॉइंग इट, एंड मेनी पीपल फ्रॉम देयर जनरेशन इनिशियली डिडंट लाइक दिस न्यू फॉर्मेट। दे सेड दैट दिस इज वेरी फ्रिवोलस सॉर्ट ऑफ थिंग, इट्स नॉट क्रिकेट, इट इज नॉट स्पोर्ट्स, दिस इज एंटरटेनमेंट एंड यू शुड ट्रीट इट एज एंटरटेनमेंट। सो येस, आई अग्री दैट देर वॉज अ वेरी हैवी डोज ऑफ एंटरटेनमेंट अटैच टू क्रिकेट। देर वर चीयर लीडर्स एंड देर वर पार्टीज एंड देर वर लॉट ऑफ you know, even scandals which happened in between. So, do you think that the, let's say, as a game, which was called as a gentleman's game, has changed for good?
There are many different viewpoints on this. I'm not a cricketer myself, but I got this opportunity to talk to people who played the game. They're test cricketers. They said that, you know, selecting teams for a test or for a one-day game, you know, we still consider players' performance, how a particular player has performed in a Ranji match, a four-day game, over a period of time. It is not just one match or two matches or Indian Premier League season. It is about how that player has performed in Ranji matches. Even purists in BCCI, someone like, I mean, you may get surprised, and N. Srinivasan, who was, okay, I'll say, was owner of Chennai Super Kings. He used to call Indian Premier League and the matches of Indian Premier League as a feature film. Okay, that picture, after that picture gets over, we will talk about it. That's how he used to, you know, look at Indian Premier League matches. Even for that matter, in 2010, Shashank Manohar was not very happy with Indian Premier League. So, they, I don't know whether they were purists or they were jealous of Lalit Kumar Modi, but they never liked Indian Premier League. So is the case with some of the cricketers. They say that it is all big money. Who's bothered about, you know, playing the cricket as it should be played? I mean, it's not about, it is just about the batsman game. Where is this balance of bowler? I mean, why are the bowlers are there? It is just, is it about just about fours and sixes? Can it not be about outswingers and, you know, seam bowling and classic exhibition of fine bowling performance? Can't it be that? Is it always about batsman? Is it, you know, it is Indian Premier League and all the wickets and the format itself is dedicated for the batsman. People just want to see big scores on the scoreboard. What about bowler? There is always a bowler there. So there are many objections to this. And that's the reason why, you know, when you talk about Indian Premier League and its contribution to Indian cricket, you got to look at this way, that the number of foreign players who came and played, their professionalism, their skills, their passion for the game, it also has been transferred from those foreign players to our players. I mean, our players were skillful. I'm not saying they were unprofessional or anything, but, you know, it was like this connection or innocent transfer of different things from two different cultures. Players coming from South Africa, England, Australia, Pakistan sometimes, and, you know, Bangladesh, they are interacting with Indian teams, sharing their ideas. It has, you know, somewhere helped Indian cricket to move on. And perhaps, probably, it may be a very big statement, but victory in 2011 World Cup is probably a result of that, that Indian players somewhere knew that where cricket is going from here. I mean, people talk about Indian teams fielding today. It is probably the best fielding side today. It's best balanced team. I mean, you look at Virat Kohli. He's playing competitive cricket from 2008 onwards. And look at the fitness level of that player. It is all probably has happened because of his engagement with Indian Premier League and the kind of professional commitment one person requires to play cricket at that level. So you look at Ajinkya Rahane, you look at Suresh Raina, you look at all these young players. They've changed the way you look at cricket. I mean, Sunil Gavaskar and Dilip Vengsarkar and Sachin Tendulkar, Sourav Ganguly, they were legends. But these players, when you look at them, and there you can see the difference between the players. It is just about the physique and the way they operate and the kind of agility they show on the field. It's different. And somewhere I feel it is because of this cultural transfer between different countries that has that happens between those 2 months. That's the reason why you see this change of culture, change of attitude in Indian cricketers. So that is something Indian cricket has gained from Indian Premier League. And they have to win every game. 14 games they have to win. Only then they can go to the playoffs and then to the finals. There is this pressure. People don't now play for the sake of playing the game. They also played for winning the game.
Right.
So Indian Premier League has somewhere, you know, imbibed that induced that sort of spirit in cricketers now.
Mm.
Okay, you enjoy the game, nothing like it, but you got to win it as well. So that's a change.
Right. So 11 years later, Indian Premier League is still as popular as it was, if possible, even more. It's rise and rise in the popularity of IPL. Where do you see it going now onwards? So let's say 5 years down the line, shall we have more teams, or shall we have better players, or will the format of test match, for example, which was very popular, will it cease to operate? Because you know, the duration of the game and the overs are reducing. It was test, then it became one day, it became T20, and now there are talks of even 10 over games.
Yes.
Or what, 100 balls yes. games. Where are we headed?
See, one of the administrators working for a team once told us that Indian Premier League is between the first ball of the league and the last ball of the league. You know, it is just about that. That's the beauty of that league. Nobody talks about it after that. Nobody talks about it before that.
Mm.
It is just about for those 2 months.
Mm.
So, somewhere that is the thing which keeps it alive. That it never, you know, interferes with other formats.
Right.
People are just concerned about those 2 months playing for the league, playing for their teams. And then on, it is just about playing the game. I mean, if you ask any player playing for the Indian team, but associated with the Indian Premier League, during the Indian Premier League, when you talk about Indian cricket, they say, yes, I want to play for India. It's not about just about playing this league.
Right.
But because of a lot of money coming in, what I see is that young players or youngsters, probably 8, 10-year-old players or 12-year-old players, 14-year-old players, probably, just probably, they may not have that aspiration for that zeal, that passion for playing for India.
Right.
You know, they know that if their target is to achieve or earn money, Indian Premier League is going to offer them. There are many such players there just playing for their IPL teams.
Yeah.
And they are earning good amount of money.
Mm.
So it may happen that players may just think about playing for an IPL team or for IPL. And they may not have this aspiration for playing for any, let's say, a national side or for that matter, Ranji side.
Right.
As for, you know, what happens to test matches, I think it is going to stay and it is not going to change anything for test cricket.
Mm.
Yes, one-day matches, one-day format is definitely under threat.
Right.
Because it makes no sense. I mean, we are ready to watch 5-day game and we are ready to watch 3-hour game.
Correct.
But somewhere we are not prepared to sit and watch a day-long game.
Right.
I mean, there are talks and actually International Cricket Council is thinking of abolishing Champions Trophy altogether. They don't want to, you know, to organize that particular tournament here and after.
Oh.
Because they're saying that in one-day format, you already have a World Cup.
Right.
Why do you need a Champions Trophy again? And in any case, cricket is played in only practically 8 to 10 countries.
Right.
So for that, you also have a World Cup and also have a Champions Trophy. It makes no sense.
Right.
So basically, that's the reason why I see one-day cricket is under threat. Test is going to stay there. Players like Virat Kohli or players like Ajinkya Rahane, ultimately, they want to play for their test side. They are not called as India's T20 captain. They always like to call themselves as India's test captain.
Captains.
That has a different aura. I mean, I just whenever and as and when I got this opportunity, I haven't got that opportunity to talk to players over the past 5 years or so. But whatever interviews I've read in the papers and their interviews on television, I see that a lot of zeal and enthusiasm for playing for their test side. They want to play test cricket. So I don't see that within next 5 years, there is any threat to test cricket as such. But yes, one-day cricket definitely is under threat. And maybe in coming years, you may see that teams may not play one-day anymore. And they'll be only playing T20s.
Okay.
And now from here on, what happens to Indian Premier League is something, it's unpredictable. You know, in 2008, nobody even thought of giving streaming rights and web telecast rights to any of these broadcasters. Within 10 years, that change has happened.
Correct.
And in next 5 years, what is going to happen, we really don't know.
Mm.
So it is about where this tournament is going to, where people are going to access and engage the content with, is something going to change in a lot of ways. And to give that richer experience to audience, to the spectators, to the fans, if BCCI decides to make it shorter, or who knows, to earn more money, they can have a different league with 10 overs or 100 balls, in every match. So it entirely depends on market conditions. Saying that 5 years hence something can happen or this may happen, that may happen, is really difficult. I mean, when I, you know, in 2007, we had no idea that within a year, BCCI is going to start a league called Indian Premier League. It just happened within a span of 9 months. So it's very difficult to say that what may happen after 5 years. But there are possibilities depending on market conditions, depending on requirements of spectators, the competition coming from other sports. Like football is gaining popularity in India. Hockey is also gaining popularity. Kabaddi is coming up very well. Boxing and wrestling, badminton, we are doing fine. So there is competition for cricket. So if there is this competition from other sports increases, then obviously BCCI will have to look at different formats. But whether that will happen in next 5 years or 2 years is very difficult to say.
Yeah. So at this moment, all we can do is only wait and watch.
Absolutely.
Well, so to sum it up, IPL became the game changer, quite in literal sense. There were reasons for its emergence. Its evolution can also be traced along with an evolution of society, of technology, of entertainment. And it has left a huge, huge mark on the game of cricket. Or as Indians like to call it, not just a game, but a religion. Thank you so much, Sushoban, for a very studied perspective and also a very passionate one, if we can say so. So we stop here for the time being. Till the next time when we come up with more such interesting stories. So stay tuned.